Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, absolutely spectacular and dramatic news out of the Netherlands, chaps. The Party van de Vrijheid, led by Geert Wilders, has come first in the general election there with 37 seats in the 150-seat parliament. Now, the way this is being reported all over the place is that this is a victory for right-wing populism, this is a victory for the far right, this is a victory for anti-Islam or whatever, which is to some extent true, but I think what's all the more interesting about it is the degree to which it reflects growing polarisation in the Netherlands and in Western Europe more broadly, because what you've actually seen in that election is the collapse of the centrist political parties and the rise of the parties on the extreme. And this is the essence of polarisation. This is what happens under polarisation, that people move away from each other, they move into separate camps, then they start sort of competing to be more and more involved in those camps, and things move to the extremes and you end up with people that just despise each other. And this is what has occurred, and this is what is occurring in Dutch society, because you see that the Freedom Party has moved from being the third largest party in Parliament, 17 seats, the Party van de Vrijheid, up to 37 seats. And by the way, this happened at the last minute. And even until a week ago, it was thought that the Freedom Party would come something like third, and they've come dramatically first. And I'll look at the reasons for that in a minute. But at the same time, you see that the Labour-Green Alliance has, that is to say, the far left, basically the pretty much the far left, the Greens plus the sort of socialists, have moved from 17 seats to 25. And a party that has come from an anti-corruption party, a sort of attempt to have a Dutch Macron, an anti-corruption drive, populist anti-corruption drive, has moved from 0 seats to 20. But at the same time, the VVD, which is a party which until 2006 Geert Wilders was a member of parliament for, has gone from 34 seats to 24 seats. And the centre-left party, D66, has gone from 24 seats down to 9. So what you're seeing is the collapse of the centre-right and the collapse of the centre-left, and a movement towards populism in general, towards far-right or right-wing populism in particular, and towards essentially the extreme woke left. That's what the Labour-Green Alliance represents, the extreme woke left. So we have the massive polarisation of the Netherlands. In terms of understanding what is going on and what has actually happened, I'm quite interested. I used to live in the Netherlands. I was for a while a guest researcher at Leiden University in the Netherlands, but over 20 years ago. So I have a personal interest in it. I mean, he's a fascinating man, Geert Wilders. He lived under police protection since 2004. In 2002, if we go back to then, we had Pim Fortuyn, who created his own political party from nowhere, and I think it was came second in the Dutch election in 2002, after he'd been assassinated during the election campaign. Now that all collapsed into nowhere. But in that was a highly anti-Islamic party, and he'd written a book called The Islamic of our society, of our culture. And in 2004, Theo van Gogh, who made a film about Islam, an anti-Islamic film, was assassinated. And after that, because Geert Wilders was associated with Theo van Gogh, he's lived under police protection ever since. His policies are highly anti-Islamic. He sees Islam as a clear and present danger to the West, and this is what he's argued for a very long time. He wants to ban the Quran. His policies are to ban the Quran, which he compares to Mein Kampf, to stop the building of new mosques, to ban the use of headscarves in all public buildings. He has called Moroccans in the Netherlands scum, for which he has been successfully prosecuted for hate speech. He tried to run a competition for people to do a Muhammad cartoon. He's advocated Nexit, so he wants a referendum, a binding referendum, which would see potentially the Netherlands leave the European Union. He wants to end all foreign aid, and he argued very passionately in the debates in the election debates about putting our own people first. He kept stressing this, putting our own people first all the time. In 2009, he was banned from entering the UK because he was considered to be a threat to public relations. And he's also, in furtherance of his being highly anti-Islamic, he is very pro-Israel. He spent time living in a kibbutz. He wants to move the Dutch embassy to Jerusalem. He sees Israel as the only democracy, the only friendly democracy in the Middle East. So he is highly pro-Israel. Now, something happened during the election campaign about a week ago which shifted things dramatically. And it seems that, I mean, I as a person person that could understand a bit of Dutch, if you watch the original prime ministerial debates, where you have all the leaders of the parties, he performed very, very well. And he also said he would tone down his rhetoric a little bit. He said he would put some of his more strident views on Islam in the freezer for the moment. And he emphasised that if he won the election, he would be the prime minister of all people, no matter what their background, no matter what their religion, no matter no matter what their race, and so on. So he has toned things down a bit. And it's as if the Dutch people, or some Dutch people, were almost looking for what were wanting. They see him as an extremist. They see him as a bit unstable, a bit bizarre. I mean, this is a person that has a YouTube channel, an Instagram channel where he posts lots of pictures of his cats because he doesn't have children. And it's almost like they wanted something to reassure them that it was okay to vote for him. And somehow, with his charisma, with his oratorical skill, with certain things he said, he just came across extremely well in that last debate with the different leaders of the different parties, and certainly wiped the floor with the woman who was the leader of VVD, which was the governing party until recently, with the Liberal Party. And I think that was what happened. It's almost as if there was this build up beneath the surface, people wanting to vote, people being so fed up. In the Netherlands, you have huge amounts of immigration, you have huge amounts of asylum seekers, all from Islamic countries. You have huge amounts of Muslim areas and Muslim enclaves. You have difficulty getting housing. You have huge social problems. People are absolutely fed up, and they see immigration as a cause of this, as a cause of hugely increasing the country's population, as a cause of social tensions, as a cause of just lots of their problems. And it's as though they were looking for a reason to allow themselves to vote for VVD, for the Partij van de Vrijheid, sorry. And it, the way he came across as so competent and reasonable in the debates, stressing again and again, our own people first, was what did it. And the other thing that people have talked about in the Dutch newspapers is that the 7th of October, i.e. the Hamas attack on Israel, opened our eyes. Before that, they weren't so sure. They thought that in his criticisms of Islam, Geert Wilders was going too far. But the 7th of October somehow opened their eyes and made them realise he was correct. And it's perfectly conceivable that if had that not happened, then Geert Wilders would not have won this election. So I think that it's those factors coming together that has caused Geert Wilders to win. But I should emphasise that it's not just that the Partij van de Vrijheid has come first. It's that the extreme left has come second, and that the another party that's anti-corruption and is generally sort of populist has gone from nowhere to 20 seats. So this is a massive shift to the extremes, to what you might call left or right-wing populism in the Netherlands, almost like a breakdown of the Netherlands. So we will see what happens. I mean, it remains to be seen whether he'll be able to form a government, whether anybody will work with him. But this is the PR parliament allows this to be clearly expressed in the electoral, and it has been. Well, I wait to see with excitement as to what should occur. Shall we have Geert Wilders as the Prime Minister of the Netherlands? Who can tell? Now, ladies and gentlemen, before you go, I must tell you that tickets for my Liverpool meetup and for my London Christmas dinner are almost sold out. So don't miss out on the opportunity to learn about the Neo-Byzantium that we are building. Click on the link below to reserve your place there now. Are you ready for the future of the West?